I asked Granny if she had anything left of the old man's, or our grandfather's. She went into her bedroom, sorting through the contents of an old leather trunk. A few minutes later, she emerged with a rust-colored book the size of a passport, along with a few papers of different colors, stapled together and chewed at an angle along one side. "I'm afraid this is all I could find," she said to Alma. "The rats got to the papers before I had a chance to put them away." Alma and I sat down and set the book and papers on the low table in front of us. The binding on the red book had crumbled away, but the cover was still legible. "Domestic Servants Pocket Register," it read. And in small letters, "Issued under the authority of the Registration of Domestic Servants Ordinance, 1928, Colony and Protectorate of Kenya." On the book's inside cover, we found a 2-shilling stamp above Onyango's left and right thumbprints. The swirls were still clear, like an imprint of coral. The box was empty, where the photograph once had been. The preamble explained, "The objective of this ordinance is to provide every person employed in a domestic capacity with a record of such employment, and to safeguard his or her interests, as well as to protect employers against the employment of persons who have rendered themselves unsuitable for such work." The term of servant was defined. Cook, house servant, waiter, butler, nurse, valet, barboy, footman, or chauffeur, or washerman. The rules governing the carrying of such passbooks. Servants found to be working without such books, or in any way injuring such books, are liable to a fine not exceeding 100 shillings or to imprisonment not exceeding 6 months or to both. And then, the particulars of said registered servant, filled out in the elegant, unhurried script of a nameless clerk. Name, Hussein Onyango. Native Registration Ordinance Number, RWLA, Nairobi, 0976717. Race or tribe, Jaluo. Usual place of residence when not employed, Kisumu. Sex, male. Age, 35. Height and build, 6 foot, medium. Complexion, dark. Nose, flat. Mouth, large. Hair, curly. Teeth, 6 missing. Scars, tribal marks, or other peculiarities, none. Toward the back of the book, we found the particulars of employment signed and testified to by various employers. Captain C. Harford of Nairobi's Government House said that Onyango performed his duties as a personal boy with admirable diligence. Mr. A. G. Dixon found his cooking excellent. He can read and write English and follows any recipes. Apart from other things, his pastries are excellent. He no longer needed Onyango's services since, quote, "I'm no longer on safari." Dr. H. H. Sherry suggested that Onyango is a capable cook, but the job is not big enough for him. On the other hand, Mr. Arthur W. H. Cole of the East Africa Survey Group said that after a week on the job, Onyango was found to be unsuitable and certainly not worth 60 shillings per month.